The Morning Wave on Mix 93.8.
Right, so it is Friday, Laurie, and a couple of weeks ago I decided that on Chef's Table we invite some of our lucky and loyal listeners to the show. And who do we have today?
We welcome into studio the lovely Tash and Ricky.
Who made it here and hopefully didn't switch their hazards on like me during this weather.
No, but teachable moment. We all know now.
Learned my lesson. So on the show today, we're having donuts, the best mini donuts ever.
Absolutely delicious. And actually, I had to take a call earlier because someone phoned in and I believe you're having Sherry's Donuts in. Can I have more information?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
News travels.
Hey.
Sherry and Philip, welcome so much to the Morning Wave.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Listen, let me tell you a funny story, Laurie. Mm. When we had the Pay by Face Africa Mix Fest, I was with my then partner, rolled my eyes, yes I did, and my son, and the truck was there, right?
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I went about 3 or 4 times that night.
Is it?
Yeah, we're talking 12 donuts at a time.
That well, you know, me. There's nothing wrong. I mean, food is food at the end of the day, hey, and if you want to fill up on donuts, I could think of worse ways.
Never went back to the gym after that. So, Sherry, let's talk about mini donuts. You know, where did this love come from and how did... tell us about the story, really.
Well, we started about 9 years ago and, yeah, it's become very popular. We do pride ourselves to improve it every year.
Yes.
So, yeah, we have our regulars that come back to us.
Do you pre-make these and then package them, or do you, as Sam mentioned, the truck? Because I never saw the donuts on the day that she actually
missed
made
out
them.
Girl.
But there was a truck, you say?
Yeah.
So is that what you do? You're mobile donuts?
We are a catering trailer, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we basically make on-site, so everything is fresh, hot.
Yes.
Yeah, we prefer it that way.
And I think, you know, what's nice about a lot of the guests that we have in studio is there's always like a story behind everything. It's nostalgic, you know, there's a history behind everything. I mean, is it a family business, so to speak?
It is a family business. We start, like Sherry said, we started it about 9 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Sherry was a stay-at-home mom, so she was looking for something to do. I had a client that came in one day and said that they were doing donuts and they said it was profitable.
Mm.
And I thought, this is an idea. And I spoke to Sherry. We started a little business, got a small little machine, and haven't looked back since.
The rest is history.
That's incredible.
What fascinated me when I went to the truck is the various different flavors. I mean, and how you're mixing chocolate, caramel, and a whole bunch of other things. So what are your signature mini donuts?
The one that we do mostly is the what we call a half and half, which is basically...
That's the one.
That's the one. Actually half chocolate, half Milky Bar or caramel. And that seems to, you know, draw all everybody's attention. Mm. It seems the most popular one.
Mm.
But we also do other variants like the with marshmallow, Smarties, jelly tots. We thought we would just spice it up a little bit. Not being the plain old donut, you know. Mm.
So I'm assuming you attend a lot of events and markets and those kind of things. Do you also allow private functions for your actual donuts to be made on location?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do a lot of corporate events. We do weddings. We've done a couple of weddings. Things like that, you know, school events.
Mm.
Anything that's... requires some catering and a sweet tooth, we're there.
So now frying is frying for a lot of people, right? And why did you choose to go a sweet route as opposed to a savory route, or would you look at branching out into more savory fried options?
The reason we went through the sweet route was that nostalgic. When you go down to the coast, there's a little mini donut stand
yes,
there.
Yes,
and
yes,
I
yes.
remember that. And I always remember, you know, always wanting them but never being able to find them.
Mm.
So that's pretty much the route that we've taken. Now, look, I think we are going to branch out. We're busy building another trailer.
Beautiful.
Which is not going to be done. It's something totally different. But yes, yeah.
All right. Well, someone actually came in here and I said, I also had some of those donuts at Mix Fest. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Almost beat my husband for having one. Just joking.
No,
thanks, Nadine.
Nadine, you're not joking, because it does happen, especially with these mini donuts.
So what have you brought for us today to sample? Can you just take us through that, and then I'm sure we're going to go to a break and sample some so we can shove a full one in our mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what we've done here, obviously we prefer to do them hot and fresh, but unfortunately we couldn't do it in this environment.
Of course.
So what we've done is we've pretty much done the Milky Bar and chocolate, which is basically the half and half.
Yes.
We've done one with nuts, with also chocolate Milky Bar.
Oh.
We've done some sprinkles, we've done some marshmallows. So yes, we've done a bit of a variety of what we offer. And I hope you enjoy.
We will. We will.
We will indeed. And we're also getting some lovely messages in here. It seems like you have quite a footprint in the donut
fan
world.
Base as well.
I hope so, yes.
So send your messages through via WhatsApp 0848220938. We've got guests in studio as well, our lovely listeners. And please, let's not be like Nadine and her husband, right? No fighting this morning. I think there's plenty of donuts to go around.
We're going to be right? Harveys, huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. So yesterday on the show, we invited Reino Brink in studio. He's got a brand new song called Small Talk. So, I thought I'd play it on the show today.
I love that.
Right. Of course, like we said, we're talking all things donuts this morning. So send your messages and questions through via WhatsApp 0848220938. It's 44 after 10.
The Morning Wave on Mix 93.8.
Right, Laurie, so it's almost time for us to get out of here, but I still have to sample these mini donuts, ma'am.
Indeed, I do. While you do that, we did get some lovely messages in there.
I want to start with Mark's comment, yes. Right? So Mark came in via WhatsApp and says, awesome donuts, right? I'm Phil's brother, and he gets people super, super large, you know, picking up a couple of kilos on the side. And in my business, I help people lose the weight. So it really makes sense. Thriving businesses.
It's all about balance, isn't it? Hey,
exactly.
Sam. And then I've got a great message in here. Good morning, Mix FM, Auntie Sherry and all. I'd like to let you know Sherry's mini donuts are the absolute best from 9 years ago up till now. They're original and delicious from the first time that I tried them.
Wow.
And that this person highly recommends them to any and all donut lovers across the country. They say their favorite, this is from Michael, is the Bar One donut, and we should try them.
Do I have any Bar One donuts here today?
No.
It's fine. And that actually sorts us out for you guys having to come back.
Okay.
I love it.
So let's get into it. I'm going to start with...
I'm starting with this nutty number. So this is the white...
The white chocolate. Milky bar with nuts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Which did you guys try?
All of them.
Your favorite? The nuts. Okay, so Ricky, we've got one on the nuts side. Tash isn't deciding. She just says all of them are amazing. And Mig says he's very jealous. Even sweeping the floors and steal a few donuts right now would be wonderful.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I was feeling quite bad because, Phil, we're always here in studio enjoying ourselves and eating. And, you know, today is also something nice and sweet for this weather. And that's exactly why I've decided to invite our listeners to join us in the studio. And I think that's maybe what I want to talk about next, you know, because I find that restaurateurs, people in the industry as well, some of them that I've come across are not really, they don't have good people skills and they don't really talk to their customers and things like that. You know, have you found that that's something that is at the forefront of your business?
It is. It's something that's very important to us. Yeah. I think, you know, even though we're working in a trailer that we actually push through about 2 trays every minute. So that's serving a client every 30 seconds.
Wow.
We still try and find the time to have a little bit of a chat and a little bit of a joke, you know. So I think that's important to have that one-on-one with your clients.
That's why we keep coming back.
Exactly.
Ooh. Sherry, so, you know, just being a stay-at-home mom to now having a thriving business and making donuts all the time, you know, how do you do it? How do you stay afloat?
Well, you sleep between 2 and 4 in the morning.
Okay.
That's it.
Just a quick one on as far as admin. So you brought these beautiful trays there. Do you pre-make these trays? Could people actually purchase a tray, for example, like order in advance and then you do 2-3 trays and deliver?
We have done some things like that in the past where people get a hold of us online and request, you know, for a function of some sorts, you know, birthday party.
Mm.
They don't need the trailer there, but they'd like to have, you know, the trailer, the donuts made, so we can pre-make them, yes.
Okay, so bespoke orders, you guys do that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So Sherry's donuts are in the building. We are sampling some of them. They're absolutely delicious, and the business model seems to be incredibly successful. 9 years.
Absolutely. So, Phil, if you want to just give us some information, how can we find you, socials, contact details, etc.?
Probably the easiest way would be on our website, which is cheriesdonuts.co.za. Mm. If you type in on Google Mix Fest Donuts, you'll find us as well.
Oh, awesome.
Of course. Oh, I mean, of course. Oh, highlight of the Mix Fest, honestly. And you know what? I have no regrets. Going there 3 or 4 times, no regrets.
You know what? If it puts a smile on your face, you can, at least you're excited to burn it off if need be.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sherry and Phil, thank you so much for joining us in studio. We'll be hanging out afterwards a little bit as well with our guests in studio. And we wish you nothing but the best for the future.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. Oh, Laurie, let me go into a song break. I've got a whole plate of donuts to finish.
Yeah, we do.
The Morning Wave on Mix 93.8.